Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. You know what is so amazing about Jesus? Is the more we surrender our will and our lives to Him, the more we freely give to Him, the more He fills us with His Holy Spirit. And when we are filled with His Spirit, then we are given so much more than we ever gave up. It's a pretty good trade. I know I want to surrender to Jesus. How about you? Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are continuing the story about Paul. Last time we talked about Nero and how Paul had stood before Nero and shared with him about the message of Jesus. But did Nero listen? No, he didn't. He pushed away the voice of the Holy Spirit and he never felt the same way again. Well, we're going to find out what happened to some of the other people who heard Paul speak. But before we do, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for this time together. We love you so much. We want to spend today with you walking by our side, step by step. So we ask that you'll be with us, come into our hearts, and fill us. In your name, amen. Many of the people who heard Paul speak that day became Christians. They were standing there in that huge hall with many people, rich and poor, ignorant and wise, proud and humble. Those people heard the story, the gospel of Jesus, and many became Christians. That day, truth shone like a bright light that Satan would never be able to put out. The harder he tried, the brighter the light of truth became. Have you ever had birthday candles on a birthday cake? There have been times when my family will try to trick me and they will put on trick candles. Now, trick candles are special candles where you light them and they burn and they look just like normal candles that would be on a cake. But when you go and you blow it out, it looks like it disappears and it goes out, but all of a sudden it starts sparking and flickering and it comes back just as bright as ever. You can't put them out. You have to get water or something to completely douse that candle. And then it'll go out. Well, it was almost like the truth that Paul shared that day in Nero's hall in front of all those people. It was kind of like that candle where Nero was going to try to snuff it out. He was going to kill Paul. But that truth, the light, continued to shine brightly, even though it appeared that the truth was dying. The harder that Satan tried, the brighter that light of truth became. It just kept shining brighter and brighter. After what Paul said, Nero was so afraid that he didn't decide about Paul right then. No, he just sent him back to his lonely dungeon and waited. But Paul knew that he didn't have much longer to live. Nero became more and more angry that he wasn't able to stop the Christian church from growing. And so he found out that even some of the people in his own palace were believing in Jesus. That was the end. He was so angry. He was so mad that he decided that Paul would be put to death. Let's read what Paul said to Timothy before he died. We're going to open up to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 2 Timothy is in the New Testament. You have the five T's, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, and it goes on to Revelation. Well, we're in 2 Timothy. So 2 Timothy, and then once you find that, it's a small book, then go to chapter 4. And once you find chapter 4, then you're going to look at verse 7 and verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. If you need more time, I totally get it. That's okay. Just press pause, and when you're ready, press play again. Let's see what that says.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
What was Paul focused on? Was he focused on dying or how he was going to die? No. It says, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. In other words, there's a crown that's waiting for Paul, and he knew it. He kept his eyes on that prize, and he knew that no matter what, even if he died, he would obtain or get that crown if he was faithful. You know, we've learned just a few stories about Paul, that great missionary for Jesus. And someday, when Jesus takes us to heaven, we can talk to Paul ourselves. We'll get to see him there and talk to him. But now, when we feel afraid or discouraged, we can remember the things that happened to Paul. He told us about some of them in a letter to the church in Corinth. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 28. 2 Corinthians, that's back a little bit. It's still in the New Testament, but we're going to flip back a few books in the Bible. We were in 2 Timothy. Now let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 28. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 28.
From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. Night and day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
Paul is telling some of the things that happened to him. What does it say in verse 24? Five different times he received 39 lashes or beatings. Five different times. 40 stripes minus one is being whipped 40 times less one. So 40 take away one is 39. Three times he was what? Beaten with rods. Once he was stoned. Three times he was shipwrecked. He often had perils of robbers, perils of his own countrymen, perils of the Gentiles, perils in the cities, perils in the wilderness, all these things. Wow, Paul really went through a lot, all because of his deep concern for the churches. He was concerned about the churches. That's why he did what he did. But Paul never complained. In fact, he found out that even though he was really weak, Jesus made him strong because Paul depended on him. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. I have to flip one page, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
What did Paul say that he does? He takes pleasure. That means he's happy about the things that he had to suffer because he suffered it for Christ's sake. When he is weak, that's when Christ is strong in him. Boys and girls, when you are weak, when you are angry, when you are struggling to try to obey, but you don't want to, when you are weak, Jesus can be made strong in you. He can help you. When you stop and you ask and you say, Jesus, I can't do this, but you need to do it for me, he will. When you are sincere and you ask him, he will do it. Boys and girls, we may suffer things. Did Paul suffer things? Lots of things. We might suffer too. But did you know that we have a Savior who loves us and who wants to help us? And that when we are weak, he will make us strong? You know, Satan wants to destroy us by getting us to give in to the wrong things, the things that we normally want to do. Is Jesus able to help us? Just like he helped Paul? He is. But we need to ask him. So let's do that today. Dear Lord, we ask that you will work in our hearts and give us the strength that we need for today. The strength to be kind. The strength to obey. The strength to follow your will and your teachings. Lord, give us the strength to put you first. We love you and we want to live in your kingdom. We want to talk with Paul and ask him all sorts of questions, but we need you to do that work in us. We can't do it, but you can. Won't you please do that in our hearts and in our lives today? We love you. Amen.
Ecclesiastes 12:14.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.